Monday Motivation for February 12th, 2024. The Blame Game. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. Taking responsibility has to be one of the least popular things in modern society. Everyone seems to be looking for someone or something to blame for their problems, even when they need look no further than the mirror. There are many reasons why. Chief among them may be that if you made the mess, you need to clean it up. The physical repairs are usually the easiest. Repairing broken relationships is where the true work happens. Our life in Christ calls us to seek that resolution even though it's hard. We are also asked to have a humble self-estimation to minimize thoughts and behaviors that can lead to these situations. Sadly, Christians are human too, and we will continue to struggle with this. But we aren't alone. In Genesis chapter 16, God has already promised Abram that his offspring will be numberless. But to that point, Abram had no heir. He and Sarai were also well along in years, even for the time of the patriarchs. Like most of us, they seem to think that God needs some help in accomplishing his purposes. A plan is hatched to use Sarai's slave Hagar as a surrogate or concubine wife in order to grow a family for which Sarai will take credit. The plan originates with Sarai and soon has Abram as a willing participant. This is one of the first instances of something that looks like polygamy in a chosen family of God. Though more instances will occur, it's important to note that every instance of polygamy leads to broken relationships. Once Hagar becomes pregnant, she believes that Sarai's importance in the household will diminish. The Hebrew term translated contemptible in verses 4 and 5 literally means to grow small. Sarai, probably sensitive because of her barrenness, takes this very personally and blames Abram for all of the suffering she endures. Abram abandons the issue by saying that what Sarai does with her slave is her business. He thus abandons Hagar to be mistreated as a way of allowing himself off the hook. A pregnant Hagar eventually flees to the wilderness to escape, but is called back by God as he begins to work toward resolution. Sadly, this conflict continues even today, as many cite this broken relationship as the foundation for the Jewish-Arab conflict. Like Sarai, we all might seek to blame someone else for problems we caused, especially if those problems are most affecting us. This only leads to situations of broken relationships and more pain for more people. It's far better to take ownership of the mistakes you make and seek forgiveness from those that have been wronged. This leads to vulnerability as we accept the consequences of our actions, but in a community of believers, we should expect to receive grace and forgiveness. It's a challenge to walk through this process, but God would much rather we depend on Him as we struggle through than play the blame game. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.